Welcome to OlaTalks.com, Marketing Edition. Name is Ola. Today's topic is how to get network marketing leads. I have the email question of the day here. Let's dive into it, shall we? Hello, I joined my business opportunity last September. Congratulations. It was an exciting move as I had been thinking about working for myself since I could remember. Yeah, unfortunately, that's not going to be the dream of that's not going to be a dream come true for most people. But again, congratulations to you. Now I'm frustrated as I have burnt through my warm market completely. If you don't know what warm market means, people in your existing circle of influence, okay? If you don't know what that means, it means your friends, family, friends of friends, you know, people you meet at family reunions and things like that. So he said, I have burnt through my warm market completely. That means he had pitched his business opportunity to everybody, let them know that, you know, try to get people to join this deal. But he's pretty much contacted everybody on their phone. I remember when we started, when I first got started, I think they told me I had to make a list of 100 people. There were conflicting strategies. Some people said make a list of the first 15. Some people said make a list of the first 100 people. Being the hustler that I am, I made a list of 100 people. I think I ended up confirming about somewhere around 65 that will come. And only about 23 people ended up in the meeting. It's a home meeting, like a home party meeting where you introduce the business opportunity, right? And from that 23 people, I think about 2 people joined, something like that. So it's not even a strategy that I teach anyway, but you know, it's a lot of people that are still teaching it. There's a lot of people that claim that they know the right way to do it. I don't recommend it. I'm just going to tell you straight up. But anyway, let's continue with the email. My upline claims that's impossible. Like, it's impossible to burn through the warm market. I had a guy told me that once upon a time too. He said it's impossible to, you know, to burn through the warm market because all you have to do is keep asking for referrals. Like, hey, just ask people, like, do you know anyone that will be interested? Do you know anyone that will be interested? You know, for me, I don't know about you. For me personally, what that became is me becoming a nuisance, you know, to asking people. They already said they're not interested. Now I'm asking them to introduce me to people. It's a hard sales, old school sales, old car salesman tactic. Can you refer me to a few people? Yes, you can. I can refer you to a few people. Go on my Facebook page and go look at all my friends, right? It's kind of weird, you know. But that's why they say that sometimes. Like, you know, the upline claims it's impossible to run out of warm market. It's absolutely possible. You can burn that. I know people that have joined multiple deals, and every single deal, like, people literally know that every time you call them, they know that you're trying to sell them something, some kind of business opportunity. Trust me, that's not a great position to be in. But anyway, in fact, a few of my friends stopped picking up my calls. Exactly. People will stop picking up because they don't have to pick up your call, right? As a matter of fact, these days, most people do text messages, you know, and I recommend it, especially in the business world. You do text messages so people can have the choice to answer or not, or when to answer or not. It's just a respectable thing to do, you know, because you want to respect other people's feeling and you want to do what they want. If you want to be a good influencer in this marketplace, in this digital marketplace, you want to be aware of how people behave, how people respond to stuff. So most phone calls are not going to be answered these days. As a matter of fact, if you call my phone, I won't check my voicemail for the next 48 hours. And when I do, it's usually something stupid. If you really want to get a hold of me, you send me a text message. That's just the day and age that we live in, right? So much less you're calling people to pitch them annoyingly on things that they're not interested in, right? So, of course, they stop picking up the calls. In fact, a few of my friends stopped picking up my calls. I'm guessing they assume a call to talk business. Of course, not only them assuming, they know, because you've proven to them that that's what you call for. You're calling to take from them. That's what that means. So it's not necessarily about the business. You know, I know people justify that. Well, I'm just trying to help them change their life. No, you're not. It's about you. You're calling to take from them. If you look at the very core of the reason why you're calling, you're looking for someone to join your business so you can make money. You're not really calling because you want to help them enhance their life. And that's where most people make mistakes. So what I always teach people when it comes to generating leads is that what kind of value do you bring to your audience? Okay, so you need an audience. You also need influence. But influence is a byproduct of the value that you bring to their lives. Does that make sense? The audience is out here. They're not your family and friends. Most of my family and friends are not interested in my deal either. Okay? They're just not. And it's okay. And that's normal because everyone has their own path, right? But the problem is when you approach them without even worrying about what kind of value you can bring to the marketplace. And the best way to find out what kind of value you can bring is to ask. So for example, if you are doing the old school thing, I would ask all day long. I would really, really get good at asking and asking more and more people, are you open to making money outside of what you do? Again, ask the question and let them answer. Maybe it's not good enough. No, it's absolutely not. You don't waste your time with that person. Yes, share some information with me. All right, give me your email address. I'll send that to you. You want to do that as many times as possible because it's just a numbers game. Does that make sense? So that's lead generation, old school way. I don't recommend it because there's not enough time to catch up with the speed that you need in the digital age, if you know what I mean. So I'm going to share with you another method in a second here when I'm done reading this email. Let's get back into it. A few of my friends that joined already quit anyway. Yes, most of your friends are not going to be entrepreneurs. They're not going to have what it takes to win as an entrepreneur. That's just what it is. It's not just your family and friends. It's across board in the whole world. If they want it, doesn't mean they have what it takes, okay? Please help. How can I generate leads outside of my circle of influence? Thanks. Good question. So there are a couple of principles I want to share with you. The three P's, okay? You have a product that you want to sell. Your company, your deal, your opportunity is a product, it's a service, right? Product, and you need a process to get that to the people, the audience. That's three P's. That's product, product, process, and people. Now, the process part of it is where there's some work that comes in, okay? The people are out there, okay? The process part of it, I recommend the three C's, and that's create, capture, and convert. So when I say create, you need to create value. You need to create value. You need to come up with value, and the best way to create value, like I said earlier, is to ask, okay? Ask questions. Or there's a better way. You can find out what questions people are asking and be the person to bring the answers to those questions. Be the person to bring solution to people's existing problems. And because of that, the best audience you can have for your network marketing business are people that are already looking for a way to make money from home or people that are already struggling in another network marketing deal. Okay, if they're struggling, they're not generating leads, they're not making money. Like 98% of people in network marketing make less than $10 a month. Those are a lot of people in your audience that you can help. All you have to do is go learn how to and then share that with those people. A percentage of those people are going to end up in your business just naturally. Why? Because you brought value to them. The upline is busy telling them that you can't run out of one market, but eventually they're going to come find a solution. You be the person to provide that solution. The other side of things is people that are actually looking, that are actively looking right now on Google how to make money from home. There are people going on the internet looking for business opportunity, make money from home. They're searching. Millions of people are searching for that every single year. Why don't you become the person to give them the answer? How do you do that? You create the value. You create the value sometimes in the form of video like this, sometimes in the form of a podcast like this, if you're listening to me on iTunes, and just sometimes in the form of articles on a blog, on a blog post. You'll be the person to bring the value and people will be attracted to working with you. So when I say create, the first C of the three C's is create. Create value. Create value. Find the value that you can bring to the marketplace and create it. And create it in the form of videos, in the form of articles, like that. The second part is capture. You want to capture both contact information and you want to, really what you're trying to capture is attention, okay? Because attention span is at an all-time low. So the way you can capture it, number one, you're putting value out there. So your brand is building. It's a byproduct, okay? Your brand is going to be a byproduct of this process. You're building a brand and people know you for what they know you for. And then eventually people trust you because people only buy from people they know, like, and trust, okay? So when you do that, you want to have a system in place to capture their contact information and capture their attention, because attention is at all-time low and it's going to continue to be that way. But the people that will continue to win are the people who create, like I said earlier. There's still a very It's always going to be a very low competition at that level. Okay. The last thing is convert. You want to convert to sales, but conversion to sales is extremely easy. It's low. It's extremely. You don't have to outclose people anymore. It's easier to sell these days if you follow that principle of the three C's. It's easier to sell because people sell themselves for you because they already sold on you. They're not necessarily buying the product or the opportunity or the company that you're. They're not buying into any of that. They're buying you because you've proven to them that you are the leader that can take them from where they are to where they're trying to get to. The transformation. You're the leader that can bring them the transformation that they are looking for. Not the one that you're saying they must have. The one that they already want. Okay? And that's going to happen when you create, capture, and convert. Create value, capture contact information and attention, and then convert to sales. Effortlessly, that happens. All you have to do is just position it. That's it. Just want to position whatever you want them to buy is position where they are. People will find them. People will run after you and want to do business with you if you follow that simple process. So where do you create this value? Where do you put this value that you create? There's a ton of places. I don't know where you're watching me. Maybe you're watching me on Facebook. Facebook is one place. YouTube is one place. Okay. Instagram is another place. Google, like when people search for solutions, your blog pops up, right? Another way is called solo ads. Solo ads is when you rent an email from another person's list. Remember, you're capturing contact information into a list. That means you're building a list of potential prospects that can do business with you. Everyone is not going to do business with you on day one. So you want to keep giving them value, right? And you want to keep building that brand equity with them, right? So the email solo ads, you go into somebody else's email, say, hey, allow me to email your list. Maybe they have 200,000 people on their list. Say, allow me to email your list. You send an email to their list and you give them an offer, something for free in exchange for their contact information. You've seen those before. You go there and they say, hey, I'm going to give you this. Just give me your email address. I'll send you this email. They just captured your email. What they did is they captured your contact information in exchange for the value they just gave you. And now they can follow up more and more with you. They can build brand with you. They can build a leadership with you. They can give you more of the things you're looking for. And you also have the power to unsubscribe anytime you want. Does that make sense? So that's what I have for you as far as tips on how to generate leads, especially online, because everyone is hanging out online. Your family, friends, your kids, your teenagers, they're all hanging out online. Your family and friends are all online. They're my audience, okay? So stop with the family and friends circle of influence thing. The circle of influence that you want to focus on is the people you bring value to and they start to like you. You build with them. When you build with them, you can't lose. You build that brand equity because you actually brought value to their life. You create the value and you give it to them, all right? And if you want more information as far as Tactful, the strategy that we use to do this, you need to go to allatalks.com/mastermind. You want to download that free report that I have there. You want to register for the free class, okay? And then we'll take it from there. If you have any questions you want me to answer on this episode, feel free to drop me an email at ask@allatalks.com. It's going to take me up to 5 weeks to get to it. Well, the fastest way to get to me, honestly, is to go through allatalks.com/mastermind. You want to sign up for the free class, the webinar. You want to get the report. And you want to sign up all the way. You want to sign up all the way inside, become a part of our mastermind here, because I'm always going to bring this value to you. Just the same thing, pretty much preaching what I teach. Practicing what I preach, right? So I'm also going to do that as well. Plus, there's a bunch of perks of free downloadable things like that that you also get that, you know, bunch of value, pretty much valued over $11,000. Okay, and that's what I have for you on this particular episode. This was a long one, but this is generating leads. This is leads. You need leads in your business, and you need much more of leads because it's the lifeblood line of your business. If you don't have people coming through the door, people, remember three P's. Product, process, but you need people to buy them because your money is in someone's hands right now. So you need people, and that's leads. So that's why this is probably long, you know. But again, if you want more in-class, in-depth training on this, just go to allatalks.com/mastermind, or you can see the link on the screen right now in the description area. You can just click on it. Any link you see in the description area will take you there, and I'll see you on the next one. Thank you so much. Peace.